Hello?
Hello, William. How are you?
I'm fine.
You good?
Is this,
Eddie?
Eddie?
Yeah. Are you in home?
Yeah.
All right. My senior manager wants to talk with something about your website.
Someone want to talk to me?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just transferred the call. Mr. David, he's my senior manager. All right, sir?
All right.
Hey, William, this is David. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for asking. So, how's your day going today?
What was that?
How's your day going today?
Fine.
Oh, perfect. We got your brief from yesterday, and we are just designing the initial designs for your website where you can just put your book. So I just need a little more clarification about your book. So if you can explain me in a more detail, so that would be great.
Like what?
Like
what do you want me to explain?
Yeah, what your basically book about, and the book which you basically, the things which you sent us, that is completely formatted according to the Google algorithms.
For what?
The book, the words which you basically used on your book, did you format that according to the Google algorithms?
I don't understand what you're saying. They're used for what? My book?
Yeah. Did your book is fully formatted according to the Google requirements?
What's medic?
Formatted.
What is? I don't know what medic is.
I said formatted. F-O-R-M-A-T-T.
Formulated?
Yes, sir.
So what about the book formulation?
Like the words which you're using on the book, the way you wrote. So did you basically do the any proofread or do the any formatting according to the Google algorithms? Because as soon as you approve the design, then this book will be on your website, right? And as soon as your website goes live, Googlebot will basically going to review the whole words, which is you basically written on your book. And if the book is not formatted according to the Google algorithm, so people cannot be able to search your website. So have you done the formatting and do the any proofread with any professional about for your book?
Of course, I did a lot of research.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've been researching for 20 years.
For this book?
Yeah, for this, the information is it's 20 years of research in it. It's based on a book called the Urantia Book, and that's been out ever since 1955.
Mm-hmm. So you basically took like 20 years to write this book? This is what you're saying?
Not 20 years to write the book.
Mm-hmm.
I've been researching for 20 years the information in the book.
Mm-hmm.
It's based on 20 years of research.
Oh.
I've written other books also.
Mm-hmm. So this is your...
So what do Google have to do with my, what I write?
Yeah, if you can pull up your document, which you sent us with the complete words, and if you can read it, so you can see there are some certain words, there are some couple of things, which once your website would be on Google, so Google hope cannot be accept some of the things. This is why I said, did you do any proofreading with any professional who is specifically professional in Google writing?
Not in Google writing, you know, but I have been researching, researching different books. I have, I quote people in my book.
So do you have, existing website as well?
Have what?
Did you have any existing website?
No, I don't have any existing website. I had a website long ago, but I forgot all about that, maybe 5, 8, or 9 years ago.
Oh, and have you put your book, any of the press release or any of the platform to publish yet? This book, which you just sent us.
I have a book. It's not, I have a book on Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
And, I have a book right now on Amazon that I wrote before this book.
Before this book. Okay, got you, sir. This is what I'm just concerning about because, you know what, as soon as we are done with the website, placing the book words on your website, and once the website is live and your book words is there, and if Googlebot will come up with any edit or something, so your website will be down or something, the any hustle you will be facing. So this is why I'm just assuring this thing.
What,
if you already
are you saying that Google will block the information on my website?
Yes, if the book is not according to the Google algorithms. Because Google has some requirements, some things, which just the only professional can know. This is why I'm just asking you that, have you do any formatting, any professional write this book for you or something, any proofreading? I should need to make sure about this because we are basically responsible for your website. You paid us. So we need to make sure you did this or not.
If you look up, I know that my book, the information in my book is questionable.
Mm-hmm.
But I have done research, and according to the book that I based it on, it's true. The things in there are true. You know, the book that I based it on is the Urantia book, and it's been out since 1955.
Oh, this book, which you sent us, right?
Not the one I sent you, the book I based it on.
Okay. I got you. So this is the only thing which I would like to discuss with you about the proofreading, about the formatting of the book, because we need to make sure that the book is according to the Google requirement, okay? So as you're taking the responsibility for this, so everything is good.
You mean to tell me the book had problems because I mentioned the deep state?
I'm not saying like the book has problems. I'm saying once the website is live, if any of the error will be there on your book, which is basically recognized by Googlebot as soon as your website goes live. So just to make yourself secure and safe with that hassle, I'm just asking you, did you have any person who is professional in Google codings and all?
I don't know anything about Google. Not professional in Google.
Mm-hmm.
People have the right to write. I have search information, and I just put the information together as I understand it.
Yeah, I would recommend you, before putting up this book on your website on live server, I would recommend you to at least go with someone who is professional in Google codings, in Google algorithms.
I don't feel that I have to. Can I do? Is Google the only place? I mean, can I put the book on something like Squarespace?
Like Squarespace is the platform, and the Google.com is the search engine. Google.com, Bing, Yahoo, these are the search engines. And can you please confirm me your business name?
My what?
Your business name.
My name is William Lucas.
No, your business name.
Business?
Yes, sir.
I don't have a business. I just wrote a book.
Okay. So, as you mentioned in your brief, there must be a name which people can use to get your website pulled up, right?
Oh, you want my URL?
Yes, sir.
It's Lucas,
mm-hmm.
LUCAS,
mm-hmm.
A,
mm-hmm.
lowercase a, Seeker,
mm-hmm.
S-E-E, Seeker,
mm-hmm.
S-E-E-K-E-R.
Okay, so LucasSeeker.com, right?
LucasASeeker10.com.
10.com. Just give me a quick moment.
That's Seeker, S-E-E-K-E-R.
Okay, perfect. And may know the name of your book?
The name of my book?
Yes, sir. Hello?